Brandon Bradley was able to get Bronco Mendenhall, a.k.a. White Chocolate, on the dance floor. Brandon, how you doing?
Doing good, man. How about you?
We're living the dream here. We're talking about BYU sports for 3 hours a day, and we're just happy to have you on to give us some insight about the program and also to figure out this conundrum, man. I don't know how you did it. Bronco Mendenhall dancing and actually enjoying it.
You know what I've come to find out? I actually think he enjoys dancing.
Really? It's
the last couple of times I've gotten to dance has been way too easy. So I'm just starting to think that he enjoys it himself. And you give him the opportunity, he takes it.
Hey, was this planned at all? Brandon, was this planned at all?
That was him dancing, him coming on stage was not planned at all. At all.
When were you inspired? When were you inspired by this? To do this?
Standing behind the curtain before I went on stage, I leaned over and told Preston and Marky that I was going to call him up. And we had just found out his nickname, so I felt like it was the opportune time to share that with the rest of, you know, BYU fans and the people that were there. So,
how did you find out his nickname? What is it? His nickname's White Chocolate?
White Chocolate. It's funny. About a month ago, he says that he had some pretty interesting nicknames in college and that I would be surprised by those names. So I took that as a challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to find out what it was. And it's funny, could not figure it out, could not find anybody who could help me. And I get into the office, I want to say Tuesday. Tuesday, I get in the office Tuesday, and Zach Nyborg, who left to go to Oregon State, had texted the coaches his nickname, just trying making fun of it and saying, hey, this is, you know, so-and-so, da-da-da-da. Introducing, you know, White Chocolate. So I was like, wow, it kind of just fell in my lap. So I got ready to go on stage and I was like, well, what, you know, there's no better time than me to share with him that I found out what his nickname was. So that's what I did.
Well, I could see it happening. Why? Because number one, you know, he was up at Oregon State. Right, and you know it was a brother that gave him the nickname White Chocolate.
Exactly.
Cause there's no white dude that calls another white dude White Chocolate.
exactly. So that made it even more interesting, you know, that was given to him by a brother, a black dude. So, you know, it kind of gives you a little tiny insight of, you know, who he was around when he was in college. So it was cool. It was funny.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think fans love seeing Bronco just get loose with it and having fun, letting his hair down a little bit. You know, his dance moves really weren't bad at all. I mean, I was actually impressed.
I was kind of impressed, too. Obviously, this was the second time that he, you know, has showed us his dancing skills. But, you know, I was more impressed that he actually danced on stage. The music was even a surprise to me because that wasn't even playing. I was just bringing him up to introduce him as White Chocolate, mm-hmm. you know, and have him announce with us. But once the music came on, it was, you know, it was a curveball for all of us, but he jumped right in and did his thing. So
Game over. It was awesome. Brandon Bradley, former BYU defensive back and current graduate assistant for the BYU football program, on with us here at Cougar Sports ESPN 960. Brandon, you know, the season and spring season is now adjourned. I guess we got one more practice, so I guess it's not completely adjourned. But how has spring ball been for you? Are you excited about the talent on this team?
I am. It's been fun. I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of the young kids in the secondary, especially the comeback from missions, and kind of helping them get back into the groove of playing football and going to school. So that aspect has been pretty fun. And some of them have been able to improve so much, you know, over the course of spring ball. It's been exciting to see. So I'm looking forward to, you know, the progress that they're making during the summer and into fall camp to see which one of those guys emerged, you know, to be starters and to be playmakers and help the team improve this upcoming season. So
the wide receivers had their way with the defensive backs in most of the practices that I saw. But, I mean, we don't get to see everything. So tell me what happened in these practices. Were the wide receivers just that good when I was watching them? Or did the defensive backs, they got to step up their game a little bit?
I think it was a bit of both. I feel like we have a really good receiving core. Mitch Matthews, I think, is an outstanding receiver. And when you got a group of young guys, I mean, it's only so much you can expect in that aspect of them completely stopping a receiver core like that with Mitch Matthews and Mitch Jurgens and Devon Blackman. So I think there were some growing pains. I think there was some learning in the defensive scheme, where the help was, you know, things like that. There's a lot of things that went into it. It wasn't just necessarily, you know, they just got beat, you know, although it happened on a few occasions. But overall, I just feel like there's a lot of things that played in the part of the outcome of big plays. And it wasn't an everyday thing. I feel like there was days where the secondary played a lot better than probably some of those times where you saw. So I just think it's going to be a steady process, and they'll get better. So I'm looking forward to that.
Brandon, looking back, was it a good move to bring Christian Stewart back and have him maybe test these guys? Kind of from a defensive perspective, do you think that was a helpful kind of strategy that you guys employed?
I do. I really do. Stu is a great quarterback. He was a great quarterback last year. And he's helped our team improve over the spring without having Taysom available for all of our practices. And he's been able to throw some amazing balls and kind of give our corners, our secondary in general, opportunity to see the type of, you know, the type of throws they're more likely to see this upcoming season. And with those opportunities to see those things, they kind of have to understand, they learn to understand that, okay, in this situation, I got to do this a little bit more better because, you know, I'm going to play against a quarterback that probably can throw just as good, you know, as two or maybe even better. So whenever you play against a good quarterback, it forces you to play at a very high level. There's no time to be lax. There's no time to take the play off. So I think he helped us a lot.
Do you think the wide receivers were spoiled by having Christian Stewart out there with the timing and the ball placement and the way that he throws a ball?
I would say yes. I would say yes. I don't know if I would say they were spoiled. A lot of them played with them last year, so they had those opportunities and were used to that. For some of the young guys who didn't have the opportunity to play with them last season, I'm sure they're like, wow, you know, it's a lot easier to catch a ball on the defender when the ball is in the perfect spot. So those young guys, I would say they probably more likely, you know, spoiled. But those older guys, you know, it was a thing that they worked through and became familiar with one another throughout the season last year. And, you know, as you saw throughout the season, the fruits of their labor were shown. And it's continued through spring ball when they've had the opportunity working with them. So.
Brandon, every defensive player I've talked to this spring has talked about Eric Takanaka. Can you just tell us, is this kid the real deal? Is he going to be as good as advertised?
Will he be as good as Brandon Bradley?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to be biased because I coached him at Snow. So, yes. He's an outstanding player. I don't know if he'll be as good as Bradley and Logan, you know, being that he's a safety. But he's a really good player, smart kid, very coachable. Doesn't take a lot of time for him to understand and make adjustments, which is a good thing when you have a player like that, especially in this defense where our safeties are so important to the function of the scheme. You have a player that's able to hit things one or two times and then translate it to the field and communicate it with everyone. It's a great thing. He's a very athletic kid, has a great burst. Has shown us that he can tackle in space, can run the alley. You know, he's had the opportunity to make a lot of plays on the ball, and he's been able to capitalize on them. So I feel like me as well as the rest of the defensive coaching staff are very excited to see what he can become. And he's taking some great steps this spring and kind of showing us a taste.
Brandon, is there anyone that you would compare him to as far as playmaking ability, body type, et cetera, that BYU fans are familiar with, like former players that he plays like?
If I had to body type, he would be a lot like Joe Sampson. He's probably about 5'10", probably like 2'10". He's really solid, fit kid. I would say I don't know who I would say he moves like, though.
But body type like Joe Sampson, similar athleticism as Joe?
Yeah, similar athleticism. Not as athletic. Joe's pretty athletic, but pretty close. Really close. I would say he's probably one of the more athletic safeties that we've had over the past couple of years.
Brian Logan and I were debating the starting corners this next year, and look, Micah Hanneman, I think, was running with the ones recently. Uh-huh. And I saw Micah before before he left on a mission. And length, size, I mean, he's recently off his mission, so he's going to develop a little bit more this offseason. But we were talking about Prater, how good Prater was. And Prater's not a part of spring ball this season. But do you think it's possible that Micah Hanneman can push Prater for that boundary corner spot this next year?
I do. I think Micah is a great athlete, and he has made some strong strides this spring, and just learning the defense and kind of getting his legs up under him. The thing about him, I feel like he's very versatile, so I'm not even sure if the boundary would be the best spot for him as far as helping the defense. I feel like he has the capability of being a field corner. He moves, you know, really well. He's really smooth. He moves a lot like kind of cool. There's a possibility that he may play some safety. But he has a lot of tools that would allow him to be very well, you know, as long as we can keep him healthy and bring him along in the defense. There's really no set place for him at this point. If he does end up in the boundary, I do think it'll be a really, really good battle between him and Jordan Prater.
If there was a game on, we'll say, August 1st, who do you think the starting secondary would be?
If I had to choose...
Yeah, if you had to choose, Brandon Bradley.
If I had to choose, Brandon Bradley would choose. It would probably be...
And you can't play...
Right. It would be Kai. It would be Eric Tachinaka. And my two corners, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. I think Jordan Prater would be my boundary corner. And my field corner, it would be really tough to choose between Michael Shelton and Micah Hanneman. Mike had a lot of flashes in spring before he got hurt, and I think he can do it. You know, he's very similar to Brian, not as physical as Brian was, but moves a lot like him. Has a great feel for football. So I don't know. I don't know if I can pick a field corner right at this moment.
What about Mike Davis?
You throw Mike Davis into the mix and makes it even more difficult. You know,
man, sounds like it's going to be a heated competition for that field corner spot.
It is, which is always good. Competition is good. So,
any concerns with Jordan Prater falling behind a little bit, or is he the type of kid you think can hit the ground running in the fall?
I think he's the type of kid that can hit the ground running. He's a smart kid. He understands the defense very well. He meets with Coach Howell every morning at 5:30 before anyone else is there. So he's not getting the physical reps, but he's taking those mental reps, you know, which is just as important. So I don't feel like he'll come back behind at all.
Brandon, we got to let you go. Thank you for coming on. We hear your beautiful baby in the background. How many babies you got now, B?
Hey, I got three kids, man. Three. Three. And I'm done. I'm done. That's it.
You're done? You're done?
I'm done.
You're throwing it out. No, man, we need more future defensive backs or wide receivers coming to BYU.
Either Brother Brigham needs to pay me so I can take care of them. or I'm done.
There you have it, Brother Brigham. Hopefully we can get you some money. I'll donate to the Brandon Bradley Future Scholarship Fund. I would like to see more Bradleys at BYU. Do. I will donate. I will definitely donate. Brandon, thanks for coming on with us, brother.
No problem.